This is Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast. Episode 051, Telephone Line. Song all about.
Telephone Line is the second song on a new world record. It was recorded in July 1976 in England and Germany, with the telephone effects added at the Cherokee Studios in Los Angeles, California. The working title for the song was Bad Salad Telephone. It was an in-joke of switching the first letters in the phrase Sad Ballad. In the January 21st, 2016 Rolling Stone article ELO's Jeff Lynne, My Life in 15 Songs, Jeff said,
I can remember writing this on an old, out-of-tune upright piano. I sound really desperate and lonely on this one. And maybe I was. It's about trying to find a girl every night, and you just can't get through to her. It was a scenario I thought of, but maybe it was prompted by the fact that I wasn't happy at the time. When I was a kid, I loved the plaintive songs of Del Shannon and Roy Orbison. They wrote songs that were really sad, and those were the best. I thought I was writing those sort of songs. People tell me the song gives them a boost, but I never dreamed I was doing that for anybody.
The ringing heard throughout the song was not recorded off the telephone. The story, according to Jeff Lynne, Bev Bevan, and Richard Tandy, is that Jeff, in Munich or England, depending on who's telling the tale, called the number in America he knew nobody was at. The ringing was recorded, then Tandy recreated the effect on a synthesizer. The ring you hear on the song is straight up Richard Tandy's synthesizer wizardry. The British band picked the American ringtone because, according to Lynne in 1996,
they sound much nicer than the English one.
On the June 6th, 2001 episode of Rockline, Jeff said,
we actually made it on a Moog synthesizer because we didn't want to get sued by the American Telephone Ringers Association.
This was ELO's first goal. Single.
That was like the second biggest hit in America. And I remember it being out, and I'd already just finished the next album. And this was like the last single they released was Telephone Line off this one. And I was amazed that this one was still going, and it was like number three, and Out of the Blue was out, and it was, and there was a new single coming up, and so we had two in the top 20.
In the March 30th, 2016 issue of The Guardian, Mark Beaumont wrote,
and the mothership descends. The final piece of the ELO puzzle was the arrival of a sci-fi element, creating a symphonic space opera tone that elevated them above their plot. Plotting Prague contemporaries. A new world record opened with a spaceship touching down, and the whole thing seemed dilithium boosted. A simple doo-wop frippery-like telephone line became a weepy of the spheres, Lynne forlornly hanging on an endless dial tone like it's the last shred of his dissipating relationship, lost in an amorphous web of cold wires. Of course, if it really had been the future, his ex would have blocked him inside of 5 minutes, and the song would be called Is WhatsApp Down?
Telephone Line was used in the movies Joyride in 1977, Billy Madison in 1995, the 2003 Malcolm in the Middle episode Malcolm Holds His Tongue, and the 2007 Big Love episode titled Vision Thing. It was used in Woolworth's commercials in 1978 and in an Orange Gold ad titled The Sweeney in 2012.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Eric Winsenson.
And I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And hello, how are you? Have you been all right? All those lonely, lonely nights. Pick up the damn phone!
Answer already.
Yes, answer already. This was the first ELO single I ever bought. Found it in a thrift store. Can't remember which thrift store. Might have been Value Village or Family Thrift somewhere. Probably in Glendale. Mm-hmm. But it was the first one I ever bought. Had the picture sleeve with it. Of course, I still have it in my collection. This is what really got me thinking that maybe those Rolling Stones critics were full of crap about ELO.
Yeah.
Because what I remember, I'm going to speak about it because this is one of their most famous ballads. If you ever had that blue second edition book of reviews of the album guide from Rolling Stone, they went from really liking a lot of music from the 70s to really hating anything that wasn't punk rock. And so they really got after ELO for having these ballads and saying everything just fades out like any insipid ELO ballad you've ever heard. There is nothing insipid about Telephone Line. It is probably one of the best pop songs of the 70s, period. Now, I know I said this about Evil Woman. Telephone Line trumps Evil Woman in so many ways. From Richard Tandy's keyboards on there, that whole intro where kind of distorts the vocals to make it sound like it's coming over an old-fashioned telephone, to building up with the strings coming in there, and then Jeff Lynne's very, very heartfelt delivery, and some of the best lyrics he ever wrote with any song.
So, Telephone Line. What a maudlin piece of crap. Just Jeff Lynne whining on the phone. Oh, I wish you could talk. Just go and see her. Take the advice that you give Horace Wimp in a couple years and just be a man. Find a way to talk to her. Don't just sit on the phone at home moping like a whiny little wuss. Actually, I'm full of crap. I adore this song. I've always loved Telephone Line. The first time I heard it, it was in 1978. I was in the back seat of the car with my sister. My mom was driving. Her friend was next to her up front. We were circling around the parking lot looking for a place to put the car. We go inside and go grocery shopping at Smitty's. And Telephone Line started playing on the radio, K-O-O-L. It's weird how I can remember all of this detailed information from so long ago. The radio version starts with that telephone ringing, and then you got Jeff singing like he's singing over a phone, and I just thought, hey, that's pretty cool. And I liked the tune of it. And as the years go by, every time I hear it, I actually love the song even more than before, which is kind of weird. It's like, how does that happen? And yet it happens. Everything about this song is so fantastic. It's definitely in like the top 4, 5, 3 of the swooniest ELO ballads, and I never ever get tired of listening to it. There will be times when it will randomly pop up and start playing, and it's like, oh, I love that. I gotta hear that again. And I'll play it again. That was good. I need to hear that again. So I will, there are times when I will just listen to it over and over and over and over again, because it's so fan-damn-tastic in every way.
And listening to this song over and over and over again is one of those songs where that doesn't hurt it 1 ounce.
No.
It's one of those things that you can hear now, you can hear 20 years from now. You remember hearing it 20 years ago, and it's still just as good. In fact, probably even better now that I have better equipment to listen to it on. If I want to throw on the single or throw on New World Record and listen, then hey, I can hear a lot more of the nuances in the music and everything, and enjoy it quite a bit more than I did when I was a kid and first got it and went, okay, I'll check out these ELO guys.
Yeah. As for the alternate versions that appear on the special edition of A New World Record, there's a different vocal version. Same words, he just sings it differently. The opening, his voice hasn't been telephoned. It's not tinny. It sounds more like he's right there singing it with you, which is kind of nice to hear.
Hello. How are you? Have you been all right through all those lonely, 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 lonely nights?
But I like how he sings it on the finished version. It's not like radically different, but it's different enough to where it's like, the released version was better. It ends the way they do it live. It doesn't fade out. I've never been crazy about that ending. I prefer the fade out. But what he does is when they hit that last chord, as it rings out, the telephone ringing is placed on top of that. And I thought that was kind of cool. It's kind of like the song is ending, but the story is still going on. And the instrumental version, you can hear the strings so much more. They're so out there, and it sounds wonderful. And as for the 2012 remake for the Mr. Blue Sky Very Best of Electric Light Orchestra, that one's just as needless as any other song that's been redone for that album that we've covered so far.
Oh, telephone line, give me
The 1976 one is the superior version. There was no reason to remake it in 2012. I really love novelty songs. Songs that are funny, silly, they're different than what you usually hear on the radio. Weird Al, Spike Jones, that kind of stuff. People should go listen to Dr. Demento, and you'll see what I mean. So I've been listening to Dr. Demento since 1980, so I've heard a lot of novelty songs in my life. And an ELO-based novelty song is pretty rare. So that's why I'm bringing this one up. There's a style parody by Power Salad called Hold On, I've Got to Take This. And if you really don't know what I'm talking about with a style parody, Eat It is a straight parody of Beat It. It copies the exact song and that kind of stuff. A style parody would be like Dare to Be Stupid. Al doesn't parody a certain Devo song. He parodies the style of music that Devo does. And Hold On, I've Got to Take This is a style parody of ELO. It's based heavily on Telephone Line, but you hear other ELO influences in that song. The story of the song pretty much is sort of like Telephone Line, where the guy is pleading his case to the girl, and he says, there's something I've really got to tell you. These simple words, I think, will fix everything. And there's a beep, and he says, oh, hold on, I've got to take this. This kind of goes on throughout the song until the girl has had enough of this, goes over to his place, he lives next door, and shoves the phone up his ass. Hold on, I've got to take this wish I didn't, but I do.
Kind of got that's what happened there.
Yeah. So hold on.
We've all felt like doing that to somebody, I'm sure.
Yes. Yes. Oh, and also, the song was the most requested song on Dr. Demento's show in 2008, so it's that good.
And I can vouch for this. This actually was a really good style parody song, which surprised me because there's only one guy who seems to usually do style parodies.
Mm-hmm. They go all out with the classic ELO sound from this time period, 75 to 1980-ish. I recommend it. It's called Hold On, I've Got to Take This by Power Salad. You can buy it, and I think you should. It's only $1 at thefump.com. Just do a Google search for Power Salad. Hold On, I've Got to Take This. You'll find it. It's only $1.
Probably not a Google image search, though.
I don't think I want to picture what, yes. What could possibly Power Salad could mean other than the novelty group.
That was a good taste tip for you. Now here's something else that's good taste, too.
Got something to say about Telephone Line? Then call the Telephone Line voicemail.
623-850-3375. Call now.
Was it a hit or was it?
Telephone Line was released as a single in England on May 21st, 1977. The B-side included two songs, Poor Boy the Greenwood and King of the Universe. It reached number 8 on the British chart. In America, it was released on green vinyl in May 1977 with Poor Boy the Greenwood as the B-side. It hit the Billboard Hot 100 on June 11th, 1977 and reached number 7 for 2 weeks in late September, early October. It hit number 7 on the Record World chart. It debuted on the Cashbox chart on June 18th, 1977, peaking at number 4. It also got to number 4 on the Radio and Records charts, got to number 32 in Germany, number 10 in Australia, number 1 in Canada, and number 1 for 6 weeks in New Zealand. For the year-end charts, it finished at number 68 in Australia, number 21 in Canada, number 8 in New Zealand. In America, it was ranked number 15 by Billboard for 1977 and number 29 on Cashbox. The song was covered by Claude Francois in 1977, The Cadets in 1981, Jack Livingston Orchestra and Singers, The Barren Knights in 1982, Electric Light Orchestra Part 2 on their live albums from 1992 and 1997, Geese Fighters in 2000, Jeffrey Foskett in 2001, Jay Church also in 2001, The Magic Orchestra, and The Bellyachers in 2006. The Art of Self-Defense, and Yvonne in 2007, Asian in 2009, Paris Keeling also in 2009, Parallax Project also in 2009, and Puddle's Piddle Party, no, different kind of party, Puddle's Pity Party in 2018. It was sampled in 8 Steps to Perfection by Company Flow in 1997, Behind Enemy Lines by Dead Prez in 2000, I Get High by Lloyd Banks featuring 50 Cent and Snoop Dogg in 2004, Autobahn Music Box by Cut Copy in 2008, and PAPI by Bodega Bams and Willie Hex in 2012.
It's time for a great line from ELO from this week's song.
What's my line?
Hello, how are you? Have you been all right through all those lonely nights? Oh!
Like it? Hate it? What does Madeline think?
I liked the song.
Wow, she liked it!
Taste the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. You can contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com. Keep up to date on the show by joining our Facebook group and spread the word about the show by sharing the link or giving us a quick rating on iTunes. You can financially support the podcast and get some goodies at patreon.com/ELOPod.
Next week, episode 052, Rock Aria.